News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, over the past few weeks, truck drivers across the country have been planning on bringing a protest to Dublin to vent their frustration over a number of issues, but particularly the cost of fuel. Well, that day has arrived. Hauliers have been making their way to the capital this morning, meeting at various points around the county in the past hour, and a convoy has now started to make its way to the Dáil. Our reporter, Josh Crosby, is at the scene. Josh, good morning. Just tell us exactly where are you?
Good morning, Shane. So I'm just outside Naas at the Top Oil service station. They're still pulling out. There's 80, even up to 100 trucks, tractors. The Gardaí are here blocking off other entry points into the roundabout. At around 6:45, 30 or 40 trucks are all arrived at the same time. They're joining other drivers who are coming from different service stations who've been gathering throughout the morning on the M1, M2, M3, M4 and the M11. The plan is for them, as you said, to lead a convoy into the city. Some are expected to take the M50, others the Port Tunnel, and then this one from the Kildare side will follow into the city over the M50. This will, of course, affect rush hour traffic and disrupt people's plans. Gardaí told me last night that they have an appropriate and proportionate plan in place to monitor the protest. Now, I've been speaking with a few of the truck drivers and farmers here this morning, and they say it's the only way to get noticed.
My name is Sean from Carlow. Look, I'm only a small operator, only one lorry. Like, it's starting to crucify me. Like, I put it here like this. This time last year, I was probably paying about €300 to €400 less a week, even €500 a week in some cases. So it's just not sustainable.
And for people listening this morning now, they might be stuck in traffic. What would you say to them? Like, what was the need to disrupt travel plans?
Look, I've seen a lot of comments on social media and stuff. People were like, oh, look, we have medical appointments and all. And I understand that, and I'm very sorry for them. But the way I look at it is, if we don't do this now, there'll be a lot more people out going for medical appointments due to mental health and stuff like that, because they won't have jobs or they won't have food or they won't be able to provide for their families.
My name's Declan Davis. I'm from Kilberry, near side of the Tay there. And we're turning out here today so we can get the price of fuel down. It's killing us at the moment. And if it goes any further again next March, we don't know what we're going to do.
Some people over the last few days might have thought that it was just the truck drivers, but the farmers are turning out in their numbers as well this morning.
We're here today now to give support to the truckers and help it along too, and hopefully someone will see the light and help us out. Like, it's only going to get worse.
So you're driving this into Kildare Street and you stay there for the day?
As long as we have. We took the day off, so we'll stay until we get ran. Or
I thought farmers didn't have a day off.
Well, today we have to take it off for the long run. The long run.
I'm from Tipperary, father and son, family-owned business. I was up here today just trying to get the cost of fuel down. So,
and look, there were some concerns there last night on social media it might disrupt travel plans, the M50 commuters going to work. Why did you feel that you had to take this option?
Well, we don't want to upset anyone on the M50 or any other road or any way leading to any city. But we have to do it because every person that's going up this motorway this morning, they're paying cost on fuel as well. But we are trying to do it for everybody. And the government are not listening to no one. And this is the only way. We will block Dublin. We'll go out today. We hope to give them a week or a fortnight to make up their mind. And after that, we'll block it every week for Christmas.
Okay, every week for Christmas. It's a pretty awful thought. Josh, some of the truck drivers and farmers taking place in this protest today, you were talking to there. But what is the plan for the rest of the day?
Well, just finishing that clip, that was Tom Dineen from Tipperary. And you heard the warning there that this, they could be back again in a few weeks. A lot of them I've been speaking with say they're prepared to stick it out for as long as needed. They brought their flasks of tea, their sandwiches. And there are reports coming through that some Dublin schools have gone online today due to the expected disruption. And delivery companies have told customers that they could face delays as well. But it's all yet to be seen how much disruption this will cause today.
But certainly it looks pretty ominous based on the numbers that are there at the moment, Josh.
Yes, and this is just one service station. As I said, they're coming from all around the greater Dublin area, and there was up to 100 trucks with tractors coming from here. So it's going to be quite big, and it could be disruption on the M50 as well, as some of them will be taking that route.